Lashon Hara on Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a parsha here. Aaron was beseeching Moshe that he should be mispalach for Miriam. Lashon here in the pasuk is hard to understand. I mean, it's a pasuk that you need the rishonim just to know pasuk the taich in the pasuk. You can't even put the words together. Aaron says like this. Okay, so far so good. This shouldn't be held against us as a chet. We need some way of being misakim. The pasuk says in pasuk Yudbeis, al nasi hika meis. She shouldn't be, Miriam should not be like a mace. I should say so, Meirechem Imoy, that when it went out, Meirechem Imoy, in the womb of the mother, Vayayochel Chatzi Vesorah, and it was eaten up half the flesh. It says, Vayitzak Moshe, Hashem Leimokel Narifon Allah. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu went and he was misfiled that she should have a refuah, and then it says, Vayayim Hashem Al Moshe, that is, they should arrange that she should go to Kutzla Machina for 7 days. It should be like you have the din by a Mesoida. And that way, she'll become Torah. So Rashi says a few pshatim over here. The pasuk, Al Nasihi Kameis, Hashem Tzeisa Melecha Mimoy. What's going on here? So Rashi in his second pshat says like this, Dova Acha, Al Nasihi Kameis. Aaron was saying, "In Encha Raifa, but Fila Mi Masgira O Mi Metar." Aaron said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "If you're not going to do something Al Yidei Tefila, if you're not going to beseech, implore the Rabbeinu Shalom, like he in fact did, Kelna, in front of Allah, and the Rabbeinu Shalom answered and said that they should put him in the Tamach in 7 days. If you're not going to do that, so there's no Takona. She's going to be Mufsedas. There's no way for her to become Tor. Why not? Why is she any different than any other mitzvah? Is not the only time that a mitzvah happens. So she was a mitzvah. So you do whatever you need to do with a mitzvah. You need it. The Rabbi Shalom should come. He should be mitzvah, and then the Rabbi Shalom comes and says, "Put her outside for 7 days." And that's the din of the parasha of mitzvah. So now she explains like this, based on a sifri, that he said, "If you're not going to take care of it, Moshe Rabbeinu, mi mazgiro mi metar. Well, who's going to perform over here the procedure? Who's going to? How is she going to undergo the process of becoming Torah? Ani yefshel raisi." Aaron says, "I can't be the kohen. You know, you need a kohen. I can't be the one to see her to be metara. Shani kariv, ain't kariv raya sanigod, because I'm a kariv. And the din is that a kariv, a kohen, that's a kariv, can't be raya sanigod. The kohen acha ain't ba'ilam. And there's no other kohen ba'ilam that's able to do it. V'zehu asher b'tzeisoy merechem imah. And this is the taich, the Rashi, that it says, that's al nasihi kameis. Al nasihi kameis means that she shouldn't be a mitzayda kameis, that absolute, that there's no, this definitive, there's no way to get her out of a mitzvah status. Asher b'tzeisoy merechem imah is a Rashi, that's the taich in asher b'tzeisoy merechem imah. Rashi doesn't explain what does that mean. What does it have to do with asher b'tzeisoy merechem imah? Al nasihi kameis, okay, you explain. Because she's not going to be able to be oiled from the matzav of the tumah. What asher b'tzeisoy merechem imah? So if you look here in the Rishonim, in the Daskeinim and in the Rabbeinu B'chaye, they explain here that asher b'tzeisoy merechem imah, they bring interestingly, they say that the halacha is, they say, yes, it's a subject of some debate as to whether the Mishnayos and the Goyim are actually shtim with this, but what they bring is that a child, a cotton, an infant that's born already a mitzayda, has no hezgen tada. There's no way to be mitar a child, a person who's already has been born and subsequently becomes a mitzayda, such a person, you're able to be mitar. A child, an infant that's born already, a cotton that's noilad with a status with the tumah of as a mitzayda, there's no way. That's what the Rishonim, that's clearly what the Rashi means over here. So if you're actually, that's the pshat in the pasuk, al nasihi kameis, that she's going to remain bimatziv, Miriam is going going to remain a Metzora without a possibility of becoming Tor, because I'm the only Kayin and I'm a Karev. And that is Asher Betzaisei Merechem Imai, that's Doimet Metzora, that's Betzaisei, already Betzaisei, Tara, Betzaisei Merechem Imai, that it blibes like a maze. We know Metzora is Choshev Kemeis, and it's going to blibe, like it's going to remain like that forever. Now what? So what was the ticket? So what was Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah? So the next passage says, "Kael Narufanol." So Aaron said to Moshe, "You need to be mitzvah." What's the point of the tefillah? So some Yishanim, in fact, said that the tefillah is done, that it's to be mispalled, that the tzaraz goes away, like it says by Avraham Avinu, that Kinovi who is spalled bat chavechiyei, that is a koyach that you could take away the tzaraz. In the Sifri it says, Rashi doesn't bring this here, but the Sifri continues, and it's medayik in the psukim. The pasuk says, "Vayoyma Hashem el Moshe v'aviyah." The Rebbeinu Shlom appeared to Moshe after subsequent to the tefillah, and he said, "V'aviyah yorak yorak b'fenah alois yikolim shivas yomim." So we'll see. So right, the Sifri itself doesn't say that. The Sifri says like this: we made a kal v'chaim here. If the father, if she'd be a nozuf from the father, if she'd be distanced from the father, so she'd have to be away for 7 days. So tisog yeshivas yomim michutz lamachne v'achat tayosek. The Sifri says, and then it says v'tisog miryom michutz lamachne. In fact, that's what they did. So what's tisog yeshivas yomim michutz lamachne? The Sifri says that the Rebbeinu Shlom is saying, I'm going to be do the Sgira, I'm going to be Metama and be Metara. I'm going to be the one, the Kayin. That you're saying that there's no Kayin Achein Ba'ilam, Al Nasihi Kamei, so Moshe Rabbeinu was Mispalo, Kel No Rifon Olo. What happened Ali Dede Tefillah, that the Rabbeinu Shalom says, there's extra words here, Tisog Yeshivas Yomim is not a Tzivu, this is what should be done. The Rabbeinu Shalom is the Kayin who's saying, Zok the Sifri, Tisog Yeshivas Yomim, the Rabbeinu Shalom is saying, this should be the Sgira, you are now Muzge for 7 days, the Rebbeinu Shalom is the one who's functioning in the stead, who's functioning as the Kohen. He's being metama, putting her into Sgira, and subsequent to that she'll become Torah. Okay, be that as it may, whatever the tefillah was piled, the Shaila is a Shaila over a very strong question that we need to understand. Now, Aaron is saying that Miriam is going to be Mufsadas, that she's going to be Niskalkal, because there's no other way for her becoming Torah. The Shaila is, there's also no way for her to become Tomei. You need a Kohen, without a Kohen you never become Tomei. The Kohen is not only there, the Kohen is not only the one who's Matar, the Mitzayda. Without the Kohen, Vidar, Kohen is Hanega, without a Kohen, there's no Tumah B'chah. So what do you mean that she's going to be Mufsadis, Alma Kihi, Tehi, Kameis, Hashavitzei, Samerechem, Imai, that it's going to blight Tomei, and there's no... There's no, if a child is born and he has a mitzvah and the kohen comes and he says that this is a nega and you're tomei, so I'll not see kamei, so should say some melechem imay, then you taka remain tomei, you're always going to remain tomei. There's no possibility, there's no potential of ever becoming tomei. But if there's no kohen ba'olam and she has a mitzvah, so she has a problem. That's all. So she has a physical machla. What is the al nasihi kamei to shevet seisem melechem imay that you say the kohen acha ein ba'olam? Who's going to be mitzvah? So the Chayra, I think that the Poshet Pshat over here is as follows. The Rambam says, Yilchus Tumas Saras in Perek Tezayin. As we know, that there's Negoim, there are Negoim not only in a person, but there are Negoim in Batim and Negoim in Begodim. The Rambam says that these Shinuyim, Ha'amu, Begodim, or Batim, Shekharasei Tayret Saras, Peshutvitz Hashem, we're using the same term of Saras to refer not only to the to call a leprosy or call a nega on a person, we're using the same terminology to refer to tzaraas in a beggar and a bayis. That's not the achateva. The achateva is no such thing that a house or a beggar gets a tzaraas. Ella, the Rambam says, it's an oyisu pela hoya bi Yisrael kedei lahazhiran mi loshin hora. It was an Isopala, it was Fashion and Ness, it was a chesed alien of the Rabbi Shalom, that he brought these things in order to warn and to inform a person that he's being Aiva on the chet of Lashon Hara. Sham Mishapa Lashon Hara Mishtan is Kiyos Beisar. So you know, Chazal say the first thing that happens is the walls turn, they get a tzaras. Derech Isopala. In Chazaba Yitar Abayas. If the person does tshuva, so then Yitar Abayas. In Mamed Berishoy, and the bias is destroyed, so then it's begodim turn, and chazer by yitaru, v'mamed b'rishoy. Then it says, ultimately, what happens is that the person himself is mishtana oira, his skin turns, and he becomes a mitzayda, v'yamuvdal u'mefursim levadoy, achelo yis'asek v'sichis harisham shehu aleitzonis v'lashon hara. So the Rambam, you put him v'machne shivas yomim, get separated, he's muvdal mishav bnei adam, there's no better way that the Torah, the Rabbi Yishon devised in order to stop a person from being Mesapa Lashon Hara. Obviously you need the Moshav Leitzim, it's the whole social setting that's necessary for the person that he uses in order to be Chaytev, the Chet of Lashon Hara. So Rabbi Yishon eventually it starts with the Bayis, this Eisim Pela, this Machla, Shaloi Kederech HaTeva, and eventually if the person doesn't do Tshuva, it goes to the Begodim, and then ultimately if the person still does not do Tshuva, then it attacks the Guf, and at that point he's Muvdal, he's Mechutz Lamach, Nebodet Yeshev Mechutz Lamach. So the Shteikla in the Rambam, what we see here in the Rambam, is that we shouldn't look at a Mitzayda, a person who gets a Negat Saras, we shouldn't look at him that he's Makokal, in the sense that he has problems. He doesn't have problems. It's a Chesed. It's a Chesed Elyon, it's a Derech of Tshuva, it's Midarkei HaTshuva. It's actually a Ness. The Rabban Shalom is doing a Ness. It's a Chesed Elyon. The Rabban Shalom is doing a Ness, and he starts out on the Bayis, and it goes to the Begodim, eventually he attacks the person. But this is all in order, it's a wake-up call. It's supposed to show the person that he's from the Misapri Lashon Hara Leitzonis, and Mimela, the whole following that, the whole process, that you put him, you put him into Zgida, you put him away for 7 days, if that's a chesed, and that's Midarkei HaTshuva, that he becomes a Mitzayda, but the point of all that is, that his response, the way you need to react to it is you go to the Kayin, and we'll see the Chinuch says, why are you going to a Kayin? What's Shaykh the Kayin over here? Why are you going to a Kayin? What is that Shaykh? The Kayin is the one that the Mechap in the Beis HaMikdash. Zok the Chinuch, because this is Midakei HaKabara. Because the Kayin is the one that's Mechap on Averis with Karbonis. So here you go to the Kayin, and the Ra Kayin is Sanega, and he puts you aside for 7 days, Bodhid Yeshen. A person has a lot of time on his hands, he has a lot of time to sit and to think. He's Mubdul Mishab Bnei Adam, he can't be Isaac Vaita in Lashon Hara, it's not Shaykh. So he has 7 days that he can't be Isaac in Lashon Hara Leitzonis, and those 7 days he's going to use to think about why it is that the Rabbeinu Shalom was manish him in this particular way, Shaloi Kederech HaTeva, and the conclusion that he's going to reach, obviously, the obvious conclusion is that this is a way of the Rabbeinu Shalom showing him that he's being Nichshol in the Chet of Leitzonis and Lashon Hara, and the Meila, he has the 7 days, the Segida and the Tumah are not 7 days that the person that wasted days, they're an oynish, that you're michutz lamachne, you're excommunicated. The 7 days are supposed to be used very positively, constructively. The 7 days, bodhid yeshem michutz lamachne, the kohen visits you, you sit and you talk to a kohen, zok tichinuch, for 7 days you do that, and then the kohen looks at it again, and if you haven't yet done tshuva shleima, memela the nega was an absolute reflection of where the person was holding in his hanogas hatshuva. If the person was still not miskapel lagamri, he was still had work to do, then it said that he went back v'skira shivas yom shaynis, then the kohen said that you have to be there for another 7 days. So this whole process of a mitzayda, of the tumis ha-mitzayda, the tumis ha-mitzayda is not nebuchet befell the person over here, an oynish, that he became tamei as a mitzayda. Fakir, he has a chayli over here. He has a chayli, he's a mitzayda. If he's not going to become tamei, then he has no way of becoming Torah. Until he becomes Tameh, he's not Bodhid Yeshev, then he has no, it's a spiritual machla, which is reflected in the physical being of the person, but it's ultimately a spiritual, it's a reflection of Averis, of Chatoim that the person did. And the same way that the Tzaras is a reflection of its spiritual malaise, of an illness in the person's neshama, So the Torah prescribed there's a process by which, starting with the Kayan, who's the Mechaper, that he can go and be Mechaper you, but he can't just say a few magic words and you'll get a Kapara. In order to undergo this Kapara process, you first need to be Mughal, you need to change. And the way that the person changes from like Sonus and Lashon Hara is that he's excommunicated, in the sense that he has to start over again and lead a life that doesn't revolve around a person around Moshe Leitzin. If he goes Bodad Yeshet and he talks to the Kohen, and the Kohen is Mefashrish B'Maisa, so then it's ultimately possible that through the Pishmash HaMaisim, to the extent that he's undergoing this process and he's correcting the flaws in his neshama, Mimela, the Nega fades away. And if it doesn't fade away entirely, then he goes back for another week, and after the second week, then it will have faded away, and then he'll have the time. Let me read you here in the Chinuch. The Feirush here in Mitzvah's Kufsad Samach Tes of the Chinuch. Mishroshei HaMitzvah. The point, the foundation of this mitzvah is L'kvoye bin Avshay Seinu Ki Ashkochas Hashem Baruch Hu Pratis HaKol Echad V'Echad Mibnei Adam. Is Ashkocha Pratis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu watches and is concerned with each individual. V'chi'enov pekuchas al kol darkeyem. And he's observing all their actions. K'mo shekosuv ki'enov al darcha yish v'chol tz'odav yedo. V'lochein huzhanu losez leiv el ha'choy li hara. That we have to ourselves focus on this choy li hara v'tzorah. So we don't just attribute it. We got a physical machlok. People get leprosy. People get rashes. Memei l'ganda. No. We have to sit v'lashev ki'achei god ha'moysa. V'kfa omru zichroinim l'vrocha ki v'chet lashon hara yavei b'roi. Generally speaking, it's on the chet lashon hara. V'loi nikhenu derech mik. We shouldn't take it as happenstances, by coincidence. A person gets sick. Look, what's coming on? You're for no. And you go specifically to the Kohen because the Kohen is the Mechaper. When you go Bodad Yeshev, you have quiet, you have peace, you get out of your Hergel Nasecheva in your Derech that you usually go in, you're away from all your Chavei. And you have time to sit and to think about your hanhagos. Sometimes you have to go back twice. You didn't yet have a tshuva shleima. So the Megillah says, "Parshat that by Miriam, Aaron is saying." And Miriam is she has saras, and the saras is not just a machla, it's not just a choyli. The problem over here is not Aaron is saying who's going to be metari or she's going to remain tumah. The problem is not the tumah. The problem is not becoming tumah. That's the problem. Being a mitzvah and not being able to become tamei, not being able to undergo the process, that it shouldn't be able to take its toll, in the sense that the Torah, the prescription, that the Torah says that a mitzvah needs to have the kind of involvement of the kohen, which Aaron is saying, I'm a kohen and a mela apostle, I can't be metapel over here without tzoras. And the mela me metame, who's going to be metamea? Tumah is not an oinish in the sense it's a bad thing. Tumah is not part of the problem. Tumah is the aschala, that's the beginning of the solution. Person can't become tar until he fully recognizes. Kol zman he's in denial and he doesn't recognize. He thinks like the chinuch said that derech mikra. It's happenstance. He's ill. He's not feeling well. He doesn't have panosa. If a person is not able to attribute it, and he doesn't sense that it's coming as an oinish in the Rebbeinu Shalom Lashon Hara, it's such a chomer dikaveda that the chesed elyon is that the Rebbeinu Shalom feels. The Rebbeinu Shalom Kaviyachol said that we need a special spiritual machla. It's in the guf, but it's a reflection of the Lashon Hara and the neshama of the person. That memela, it's inevitable that the person is going to undergo the process of the hezga of the body. The Yeshay, which is what we call Tumah, and that ultimately could bring him Lidei the Tahara. Zokta'an HaKoyin, he's saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, Al Nasihi Kameis, she shouldn't remain like a mace, meaning she shouldn't remain with this chet over here, that's maimus the person, without the possibility of the process, the prescription of Bodhid Yeshay, and the whole possibility of undergoing a title. And in fact, this is what Chinuch ends off much later on, towards the end of the mitzvah. Chinuch says, "A ma'ir dekechidish." V'chol mishes in tzadeya v'lo yisnaig al piyat toira. A person that got a tzaras and he didn't do the prescription, didn't go to the kohen aksuvim mitzayda elo shaloka chadavi b'derech mikra. He just assumed, he viewed it as being just derech mikra happenstance. V'lo chosh lover ilakoyin la roisu lo. Vitala says that. Okay, he was mevatel the mitzvah say of yishame b'nega tzaras. So v'chinuch umin hadoyme. And it seems to me, there's no way to be nearby from the tzaraas. Because the same way that we say that the tzaraas ultimately is really, it's a spiritual affliction. It's reflected in the guf shel adam, but the etzem is really, it's the chet that's within the person that's making him ill. That's the Rabban Shem Dashkoch HaKrat, is that he's ill because he has avedus. And the Torah says that the way of going, getting beyond that tumah is al yaday the hezga and the tumah and the kohen's help, and mimeila you come out on the other side and you become tohor, and mimeila that takes away the physical affliction as well. But if you don't have the luxury, you don't have the advantage of a kohen and being of the hezga and the tumah, zok the chinuch, the oynish is the reality is that tidbak b'yatzaras loyna. That's what Aaron is saying. Almost he kameita both on a physical level and on a spiritual level, both of them. She's going to be amazeful spiritually because she has the tzaraas, which requires a kapara, which is not able to avail herself of, because there's no kayin over here. And the meila, on the simplest, most base level, if nothing else, she's going to remain with the tzaraas. There's no refuah to tzaraas. The only refuah that there is to tzaraas is by the spiritual prescription. The kayin is the doctor. And the kayin's tumah is the medicine that you take. And if almost he can make, if there's no kayin, so a male of life, Miriam is going to remain both physically and spiritually without the kapara and without the reform that's a hasla.
Rabbi, when the Rambam says also pella, he means that it's a nes negla. What do the words mean? It's a nes negla, but yet still a person can just ignore it.
Well, I mean, yeah, the capacity that we have to deny it, a person could ignore it.
How would the Asher would say so as an evil? That charge, what's that law of that charge?
I think that he'll have a kohen. He'll become Tomei Ali Dei Kohen, I assume. Like the din, because he's supposed to. And he stays Tomei, yeah.
So that child has the... That child has
them,
who just has
its rep,
has this
brother. I don't know what she's
a different problem.
I don't know what happens with that child. I tried to research it somewhat. It seems to have no real basis in the Mishnayos at all. I mean, Chazal, the Rishonim bring it down from Chazal, but they don't seem to have a basis for it in the Mishnayos. I don't know what. If you look in the Rabbeinu Bechaya, he discusses the Magia on the bottom, brings some Mikaris that he discusses. So what's Bizman Hazeh? Bizman Hazeh, we don't have the benefit, obviously, of Tzaraas, the way the Rambam talks about it, the Ois and Pella, certainly not on Begodim and on Batim, and Mestam, and not what we find on the rashes and the leprosy that we talk about, Pashas, that's not the Ois and Pella, that's not the Tzaraas, what's Meredin that the Torah is talking about. So what's the tikkun, what's the anhaga, the derech that a person has, Bizman Hazeh? So the Gemara, in Erichin, and the Tazvav and Beitz. The Gemara says, Amir Reb Chama Bar Chanina, Ma Takanoso Yishol Mesapri Loshon Hara? What's the takana of Mesapri Loshon Hara? Im Talmud Chochem Hu Yasik B'Toyim. Shinema Marka Loshon Eitz Chayim. The refu on the Loshon of the Chet of Loshon Hara is Eitz Chayim. Vein Loshon El Loshon Hara. Shinema Chet Shochem Lishon Vein Eitz El Toyim. Shinema Eitz Chayim Min Machzikim Bo. So the tikkun of Loshon Hara is the Eitzik in Toyim. The pshat obviously, and that is that we know the Targum, the famous Targum says that the Rabban Shem created a person, says, and the Targum says, what is the essence of the Neshama that the Rabban Shem gave a person, is that he became a Ruach Memalala. We have the Koyach Adiba, human beings have the Koyach to be Medabrim. And as Yidden, the Koyach of our Diba is supposed to be exclusively, is supposed to be exclusively devoted into Limud HaTorah. Like it says that Koyach Kol Yaakov Yadayim Yidei Esav, and in Medrash it says Koyach Kol Yaakov, we know of course is a reference to Tefillah, but at the same time in the Medrash in the Yalkut it says that it's the Tinoika Shal Beis Rabbam Kolz Man Shem Etzavtzefin V'Batei Knesiyas V'Batei Midrashas. That is the Koyach Kol Yaakov, that is utilizing the Koyach Adibah, the Ruach Memalah, the Vayipach V'Apov Nishmas Chaim that the Rabban Shem gave you, utilizing it for its tachlis, for its utmost purpose, is Al Yidei the Esek and Torah and Tefillah. We find actually Tefillah also, as is Lashon Hara, is referred to as a Chetz. Chetz Shachad L'Shoina. And Tefillah, it says on Tefillah, that B'charbi U'B'kashli is also referred to as a Chetz. They all both have the Koyach, their weapons that could be used, L'Meirachoy. Both Lashon Hara and Tefillah and Torah have this Koyach. I think that this could be the pshat that we say if the Tefillah, we say that the Rabban Shalom should give us a shmira from Lashon Hara, from the Tzor L'Shoini Meiro, Svasa Amidah B'Mirma. And the Gemara goes on over here and says that if you're a Talmud Chacham, Yasek B'Toyra. What happens if you're not a Talmud Chacham? V'im Amoretz Hu Yashpil Daita. This is a person who's an Amoretz, so he has to become an Onuf. That's the Tikkun, that's the Tikkun on Lashon Hara. It depends. If you have the ability to learn Torah, so there's nothing better than that. If you don't, if you're not Ma'aretz, you're not able to be Oisik B'Torah, then it's a Yashpil Daita. He should engage in, he should lower, he should debase himself, he should act with anivus and shiflus. Shenema v'siluf ba'ashava ruach. So I'm thinking that that could be as a pshat here, when we say Elikai, Nitzor, L'shoini, Meiroz, Fasam, Yidam, and Mirma, we're being mispalal over here, on that we shouldn't come L'idei Lashon Hara, and if we were, we should be saved, we should become a sukkin from this chet. For Navshi, it says, Navshi ke'ofer la'koil tia. It says that our nefer should be with a hashpala, with an anivas. Navshi ke'ofer, what's the tikkun? What are you being mispalal for? Nitzor l'shoini meiro, how is it going to be Nitzor l'shoini meiro, Svasa midat b'mirma? It's going to be, Alidei v'lim mekalalai nafshi sidam, my nefesh should be quiet to those that are being mekalal me, meaning shiflus. V'nafshi ke'ofor l'akol tia, that's in Mamorz. In Talmud Chacham hu, is p'sach libi b'sor yisecho v'mitzvah shecho t'rdof nafshi. If a person is a Talmud Chacham, he's yasik b'toyra. If a person is not a Talmud Chacham, it's at the very least he needs to be mashpul daita. And those are the ways, Bizman Azeh, the Gemara says that a person is able to be misaken the chet of Lashon Hara. Just one other thing, it says in Pirkei Avos, actually in Avos Rav Nosson and Perek Mem, in Avos Rav Nosson we're all familiar, that Eilu Dvarim Sheyesh Lam Chelek Ba'olam Hazeh Rakhem Kayemes Lo'olam Haba, and the Adal Dvarim. At least in the Mishnah it says that they are Dalit Varim. We have an hour in Tefillah, it says more of them in our Pirsois. But Elu Hayin Kibur Aveim Ugimilas Chasodim Avoa Shalom and Adam Lachaveira Vitamu Toyre Kneged Kulam. Those are four things. Kibur Aveim, Gimilas Chasodim, Avoa Shalom and Tamu Toyre Kneged Kulam. Then the Obis Rav Nosson continues, it's a Rishalmi in the beginning of Pei as well. It says, Dalit Varim Adam Aisa Aisam Nifron Mimenu Ba'adam Hazel Adam Hava. The same parallel, the parallel of the Dalit Varim that's Karen Kayemes Lodom Haba, the Dalit Varim Shenifron Mehen in this world and in the next world. And what are they? Avodis Kechavim, Vigili Arayis, Ushrich Izdamim, which are the Shalosh Averis Chamuris, Veloshen Hari Yaisim Mikula. This is in Mishnah Aleph and Perek Arboim, and obviously Rav Nosson, that Loshen Hari is Kenaged Kulam. So clearly over here, in the Zelu Umazet, If this Mishnah here, and obviously Rav Nosson, clearly there's a parallel between the Gimel Averis Chamudas and the first three things that we said, Kibur Aveim, which we saw the Gemara in Kiddushin, that it says that Tukish Kvoide, the Kvoide Shalmakoy, Ishimai Vav Thiro, and it says by and it says on by the Rabbanim Shulaylam, Aloshin Kavin and Yira. So that's the Zelu Mazeh, that's the parallel of the Avedis Kochavim, the first thing. The Kibbut Aveim, the Aveira that destroys the person in this world and in the next world, that's the Zelu Mazeh, the parallel of the Kibbut Aveim, is the Avedis Kochavim. The Avo HaShalom Ben Odom L'Chaveira, the parallel of that is obviously there's no greater disruption of Avo HaShalom Ben Odom L'Chaveira than the Ritzicha, than the Shvichas Damim. That's the opposite of the Avo HaShalom. The opposite of the Gemilas Chasadim, which the Psoilus of Gemilas Chasadim, as we know, is the perversion of Gemilas Chasadim comes about through Gili Arayis. That's in the Aveir of Gili Arayis. But be that as it may, the bottom line is V'lashon hara yaisim ikulam is neged, is the parallel clearly of the Talmud Torah k'neged kulam that it says earlier. And the Gemara says in Shabbos, on Kuf Yutes on the days, the Gemara says, a beautiful Shigul Gemara, it says over there, only because of the Hevel Tinoikis that are learning Talmud Torah. What about me and you? As the Hevel says, what are we, chopped liver? I mean, what's with me and you? Mizanidach Oichid, Zaya Grace, for Isaac the Torah? Zakti Gemara, Ein Edomalei, he answered back. Abai answered back, Rav Papa, Ein Edoime Hevel Sheyesh Boichet, La Hevel Sheyin Boichet. That is not doyma, even though we're of course mitzvah v'aisa, Abaya and our papa were mitzvah v'aisim, and in terms of, strictly speaking, technically, in terms of the key of mitzvah Talmud Torah, there's no comparison between what they were doing and the tzedakah of Yisrael. But in the bechina, in terms of a level of how the Talmud Torah is miskayim the olam, just in terms of the chetz of Talmud Torah, in that regard, in the Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim, the ability and the potential that we have to learn Torah, in that regard, you have to look at the Torah. Is it a Hevel Sheyesh Boichet? Are the words and the Machshavas HaTorah? Does it have a Rangimish? Is it mixed in with Lashon Hara and with Leitzonis? Or is it a Hevel Piv Sheyim Boichet? Because the opposite of Talmud Torah is Lashon Hara is connected Kulam. And to the extent that there's a Hevel Piv Sheyesh Boichet, it detracts from the Koyach of the Torah that it's Mekayim Ba'olam. But mainly this is a Musa Haskell, is a big lesson for us that we learn constantly in the Beis Medrash that our whole lives are devoted to learning, and sometimes it could lead a kilkul in the sense that we don't appreciate enough, when we lose sight of the Hevel Piv. We're well aware of the key and mitzvah hasei of Liman HaTorah. That we focus on. But more than that, or along with that, the Gemara is saying there's a Hevel Piv Sheyesh Boichet and a Hevel Piv Sheyein Boichet. And the Hevel Piv Sheyesh Boichet is Pashat, it's a chisodin in the schus and in the mile and the dag of the Talmud Torah that we're constantly engaged in. We can't take it for granted. We have to understand that with the Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim, this is what's keeping the world afloat, and individuals, this is what allows the people to be in healthy with the Hashgacha Pratis that the Rabban Shalom brings and allows a person, he watches people. And Uzman Abayis, when we had the nest, it was a Chesedalian that we spoke, that there would be a tzaras that was brought on a person, which would be Mechapeh Mesakin. Today the Kapara is, in order to make it so that our Hevel Piv is a Hevel Piv Shein Boichet.